Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Good morning, John Day. We're going to be talking about the mayoral race in the United States that is taking place in New York at the moment. John, before we do that, we're getting into some raging arguments here. There was a story in I'm embarrassed to say People, about a woman who left her husband after 25 years because he ate her piece of cheesecake. And that became a metaphor for, you know, crumbs and all sorts of things. But be that as it may, it got us onto the subject of what are those things that drive you mad? One of our listeners saying having little bits of tuna, leaving it in the mayonnaise, putting cartons of something back in the fridge with hardly any left, wet towels on the floor. Do you have any of those that drive you completely mad?
I mean, I guess I all of those. Every single one of those you just listed. I mean, no, I mean, I'd have to come up with the list, but, you know, as I get older, I'm trying to have fewer and fewer.
I know, but yet somehow you find yourself having more and more, right?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what happens. It's international, Howard. It doesn't matter where you are.
It's absolutely right. Okay, a city that is international is New York, because it really is not only in many ways a symbol of the United States, but it really, really is the center of the world in many ways. The mayoral race is now getting underway. The divide is widening, and it seems to be a lot about ideology. And getting back down to the very essence of what is potentially pulling the United States apart. So, John, let's start with the broad, broad strokes. Talk to us about what the picture looks like at the moment.
Well, right now it looks like, I mean, if you believe the polls, that Mamdani has a double-digit lead in the race over former Governor Cuomo, who's the independent candidate, who's got the sort of moderate Democrats plus the business establishment behind him, and then the running far behind is the Republican Curtis Sliwa. Mamdani has, you know, galvanized the New York electorate. He's got it's a minority, but he's getting the votes apparently of a significant numbers of New York's Jewish voters, progressive Jewish voters. He's appealing to that. He's also appealing to the general New York progressive voting bloc, and he still seems to be ahead of Cuomo. They just started voting, I guess, today, and it looks like the turnout was really heavy in areas that Mamdani did really well in,
sure,
in the previous election. So, you know, that's got to make Cuomo nervous. And at the end of the day today, I think people are thinking, boy, this is really going to be, it's different than what we thought. Mamdani looks like he's got such a strong lead, and he might just win.
Wow. Is this about ideology or personality? Because Cuomo himself is not a particularly popular choice from a personality perspective. He might be from an ideological one, but we are human.
Well, it's, you know, Cuomo, look, none of these guys is a real winner in the eyes of most of the voters, I think. I mean, they don't feel like there's unless you're a huge Mamdani supporter. But, I mean, I've been listening to a lot of commentary about the race, and it's just been, you know, sort of this dread that there's nobody better if you were looking for somebody who's not a democratic socialist. So is it about the is it about the ideology versus the personality? I don't know. But if you're the Republicans, you're like, you're incredibly excited because you're liking this, because you're saying this is the future of the Democratic Party in the United States. It's Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez backing Mamdani and pulling the Democrats so far to the left that they'll never come back from that. So it's a part that stands for the whole. It's the election in New York City, but it has ramifications for the future of politics, national politics.
So then is it to some extent, what you're saying, is it better that for the Republicans that New York falls in this way? Because they can be that confident that this is going to be a disaster for New York City. It will be a disaster for New York City. We know that. So is that a good thing for the Republicans, as in see what happens when you guys get what you want?
Right. If you take the long-term cynical approach, which you and I are able to appreciate, I think, it is, because, you know, Donald Trump has already indicated, for example, that this is going to, if Mamdani wins, he is going to be Trump's maybe number one target and trying to define the Democratic Party. And so the Republicans are sitting back and thinking, you know, I mean, technically or theoretically, I guess the business establishment, the moderate Democrats, and a lot of Republicans are going to be voting for Cuomo because they fear a Mamdani, you know, mayoral victory. But on the national scale, if you're Donald Trump, you're going to be able to define the Democrats through Mamdani's victory and what he's intending to do in New York.
Right. But in fact, Cuomo is an independent. The Republicans still have a candidate in, and this, the fact that they haven't taken him out or asked him to step aside in favor of Cuomo does lend credibility to that theory, doesn't it?
Because, yes, it does. Very much so. Because, you know, I mean, what is Trump so good at? It's demonizing the targets that he has and boxing these targets into corners. And imagine what he's going to do with a Mamdani. Look what he did in London with the Muslim mayor of London. It's not his own country. He was able to, I mean, every time that comes up, he's able to define that mayor. And I think you're going to see the same thing here. And it looks like it's going to be a Mamdani victory.
Very, very, very interesting. What do you think, though, this does mean for the New York Jewish community, for example? I mean, Mamdani is trying very hard to show that he is anti-Israel, not anti-Jewish, but the Orthodox community or the more observant community is not buying it one bit. It's really the progressive community that is. What does it really mean for the community, in your view?
Yeah, well, that, again, that's the key question, isn't it? I mean, you've got, recently you've had some very prominent leaders, rabbis speaking out, trying to minimize the politics of it to the extent that they're saying, look, this is not going to be good for the city. It's not anti or pro one way or the other, but we're looking at someone whose history, Mamdani's history is, when you start looking back, even his recent history, but going back to his college days, the things that he said and the things that he stood for and the things that he espoused are, you'd think it would be anathema to more of the city's Jewish voters. But again, you've got that split apparently with the progressive voters saying it's the anti-Netanyahu, the Gaza, the voters who weren't so upset over, for example, the college protests that we've been talking about the last year. So Mamdani has been able to galvanize those voters and combine them with the other progressive voters in the city. But it is a split. If you read about what's going on within the community, it's a split. And recently, there've been a lot of leaders, a lot of rabbis, a lot of people in the community who are speaking out, maybe more forcefully than they did before, when it gets to be more clear that Mamdani might actually win and probably will win.
What bothers me, and there probably isn't a clear answer, maybe you have one, is why is there an attraction in the United States for candidates who seem to hate the United States?
You know, it's you have to be a psychologist to really dig down deep to this, but it's a sense of, I think it's a combination of things. It's a sense of reaction to Trump. It's a sense of some level of liberal guilt. It's a sense of some level of, we're reacting to what we think is going on nationally, which is really, it's a divisive time. I mean, it's a very turbulent time right now. And so in the city of New York, it's the microcosm of what's happening nationally. Mamdani has tapped into something among a voting bloc of the city, not just the Jewish voters, but throughout the city, of people who say we're reacting to this. The problem is, for the Democrats, that's going to be the definition of a Democratic candidate, apparently, on the national scene. And you see the Democratic leadership, the elected officials and the leaders throughout the country, are having a really difficult time deciding what what to do. How do you deal with this? How do you respond to what Mamdani has unleashed in that city? And at the end of the day, is that going to define Democrats the way that Donald Trump is, you know, drooling at the idea of Mamdani winning, as we talked about earlier?
That is so interesting. John Day, we do need to leave it there. Thank you, as always. When do we understand that voting takes place the whole week? Is that right?
Well, again, we'll have a winner next week. But I do think that if you look at the recent polls, Mamdani has a big lead. It's going to be tough.